You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Nationals have officially placed Dylan Cruz on the injured list. They have called up Robert Hassel. He will make his major league debut. Presumably, he'll get the start tonight because Jacob Young's been banged up. I guess it's possible that Young would be healthy enough to play and that they would then have James Wood and Alex Call start as well. But there's no reason to call up Robert Hassel and not allow him to make his big league debut tonight.
You would think, right?
Hassel, for those of you that aren't familiar, is a former top 10 pick. He was drafted 8th overall by the San Diego Padres. He was acquired in the Juan Soto deal. The Padres took him at number 8 back in 2020. He joined the Washington organization 2 years later. He's played a ton in the minor leagues. 471 games, 1,800 at-bats. He was a high school 18-year-old when he got drafted, so he's 23 now. It's very rare with a prospect of his caliber as of a couple years ago before some injuries that it would be, you know, 5 seasons essentially in the minor leagues before you got called to the majors, but that's how it's worked out. And the last couple of years, the numbers have not been particularly good. He had 220 and 240. His OPS was right around 650 combined, but it was because he's dealt with a bunch of injuries to his wrist, to his hands, broken bones, different things. He is playing much better this year. He was hitting 290 at AAA, where he's got 9 steals and 4 home runs, had a multi-homer game earlier this year, has an OPS up around 750, more hit tool than power. When he was acquired in the Soto deal, if you remember, Danny, he was viewed as the guy that was kind of the safest prospect.
Yeah, maybe not the most major league ready, but the guy that you just go, you don't have to worry about him, right? The safest is the way to put it, probably.
He'll hit
right?
280 with 20 homers, and he'll steal 15, 20 bags, and he'll play good defense in a corner. You don't have to worry any more than that. And then the injury set in, and suddenly the question was, with a pretty loaded outfield, mm-hmm. James Wood's a star,
where
Dylan Cruz was drafted, Jacob Young came on, they've got other players like Dalen Lyle, who's killing it in AAA, Elijah Green was drafted in the top 5, he's now no longer in the mix, really, he's in the org, but he can't hit and strikes out 60% of the time. But the question was, Robert Hassel, is he going to be a big leaguer for this team, or do they trade him, or what happens? Well, we're about to find out what he is. I mean, he's going to get his first shot after many, many years of waiting. Had a great spring training. Was a couple of weeks in the spring this year where he was the best player for the Nats on the club. And he got off to a really, really good start. And then he thrived at AAA and has hit for average and has really gotten hot over the last couple of weeks. So very happy for him. The Dylan Cruz part of this is a real bummer.
Yeah.
He swung last night, checked his swing, was writhing in pain. You could see on a replay that he immediately started grabbing at his oblique. I don't know how public or how much has been talked about, but he's been dealing with back issues on the side, you know, of his back for the better part of at least a half week or so.
It was in Atlanta, wasn't it, that he tweaked it?
So that's what he said post-game last night, but he wasn't sure of exactly when. Mm-hmm. But it's been about a week of this now that he's been dealing with this, and I wonder if there was any kind of oblique to that even, and it was thought of, or he thought of it as a back, and this was the same injury. But regardless, hopefully it's minor and not major. Hopefully it's a couple weeks and not 6, 7, 8 weeks, which the oblique can sometimes be. Because Dylan Cruz had homered in 2 straight games.
Uh-huh.
He was having pretty good at-bats. He's been playing very good defensively. He had really started to become what they need him to be in this lineup. And that was the first time all season he'd homered twice in the two-game span in back-to-back contests. So, you know, what a terrible time for this to happen.
100%. And again, the numbers were going to equalize. We hammered this a million times, and we'll do it a million more. The expected numbers based on line drive percentage, the parts of the field, he stays middle. His hit direction is up the middle predominantly, uses the whole field. Guys that do that don't hit 196. Guys that are doing that with those normal ancillary stats are hitting 240, 250, and the arrow was even trending up on that. So the numbers were about to start equalizing. And you saw a 3-0 pitch. It wasn't like it was just a cookie, middle. It was up and in. It was, you know, to do what he did on that pitch, you got to do a lot right in your swing. And that wasn't happening earlier in the season. Now it is. It's a bummer for him, man.
He hit the ball so high and so deep. I mean, it was about 15 rows deep last night. That was a prodigious 400-foot home run.
Grown man homer right there.
To left field for a guy who's about 5'11". But, yeah, you can see it. I referenced this on the show a few days ago, but I was talking to someone with another team at Nats Park on their last homestand about Cruz, and it's an NL front office person, and he was saying, oh, I'm so jealous. Like, this guy's going to be so good. And the way he plays is just the marvel of everyone in the sport.
Yeah, just winning baseball, man.
Hard 90s, everything a million miles an hour, hair on fire. So that injury's brutal and a bummer, even though he was not hitting for a very high average. But now Hassel gets his shot. And they, I'm sure, debated between Hassel, who's a little further along in terms of age and experience and games at the upper minors, and Dalen Lyle, who's the higher ceiling of the outfield prospects, former top 50 pick, second rounder that they've drafted and developed internally. And he's a dude. I mean, he looks like is one of the fastest players in the system who can also hit and swing it a little bit. You know, he's going to be a good big leaguer. And long-term, probably has even more upside than Hassel. But what I'd love to see is maybe this goes really well, and Robert shows well enough that, you know, he ends up in right and Cruz ends up in center whenever Dylan's back, whether that's a couple weeks from now, a month from now, whatever. And maybe that's your outfield. And, you know, Cole and Young are extra guys, basically. And now you've got this, I'll call it in air quotes, homegrown outfield, even though Wood and Hassel in the corners are both Soto deal.
Acquired home.
Additions, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I want to, real quick before we move on, just acknowledge that Soto trade one more time, because we took hours and hours of calls from angry listeners who were so mad about trading Juan Soto, who ended up getting almost $800 million. The idea was that the Nats should just sign him. And the point we were making at the time was, he's not going to sign. They offered him a record contract. It wasn't even close to what he's looking for. The number I had heard at that time was $46 million in 16 years. So if you do that math, that's $736 over 16 years. He ended up getting a little more than that total, but $51 million a year over 15 years. Mm. But the point of the dude's story is, they acquired 5 players for him that are still in the organization. One is one of their top pitching prospects who's hurt right now in Harleen Susana. But otherwise, the 4 guys are in the big leagues as of today. Mackenzie Gore leads the major leagues in strikeouts. C.J. Abrams is 24 and about to be an all-star for the second time in 2 years, one of the top 10 players statistically in the league offensively right now. James Woods on pace for 40 homers and 100 RBI at 22 years old. And Robert Hassel, who graduates tonight and will start for them in the outfield.
There you go.
Hell of a trade.
Yeah. I mean, if Mackenzie Gore was pitching tonight, you would basically see half of the Nationals starting lineup was courtesy of Juan Soto.
Changed their organization.
Yeah.
Quite literally kept them afloat. And with them having been non-spenders, irrelevant in the offseason, unwilling, unable, or uninterested in doing any kind of real adding to the roster with quality, legitimate, high-paid veterans, they've still been able to be a team that's worth going to watch and keeps you, you know, watching and enjoying on television enough based on the youth and some of the young talent. And it's almost all because of that Soto trade.
Yeah, that's where the young talent came from, for the record. And a couple other trades, you know, guys that aren't quite as high ceiling or exciting, that, again, came from other moves that they made before the Soto trade happened. So you're right. I mean, it's how the organization was transformed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.